The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, April 27th, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 48th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some of the historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Telegraph ran a story on the Russian language Measure for Measure by Cheek by Jowl, which was streamed live last week, praising it as an example of what keeps Shakespeare alive. Playbill ran a story on the Royal Shakespeare Company bringing its recent productions of Richard II with David Tennant and Henry IV Part 1 with Anthony Scher next spring to the Brooklyn Academy of Music. The Stage ran a story on the announcement that David Tennant will host the live RSC 2016 Shakespeare broadcast on the BBC to mark the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Broadway.com ran a story that the cast of the upcoming production of the Shakespeare musical comedy Something Rotten, more on that show later, will be recording and releasing a cast album in June. The Napa Valley Register ran a story on Shakespeare Napa Valley moving up valley to St. Helena. This year's productions include The Comedy of Errors. The Chicago Sun-Times, among others, ran a story on the recent study showing that top universities are dropping Shakespeare requirements for their English majors, replacing it with courses on vampires, cyborgs, popular films and TV shows to fulfill their study requirements. The Roanoke Times ran an op-ed that discussed Shakespeare as a prism through which today's American politics can be viewed, also tying in Game of Thrones and House of Cards. What's on Stage used Shakespeare's birthday as an excuse to preview the theatrical ambitions and upcoming plans of Kenneth Branagh, including stage versions of The Winter's Tale and Romeo and Juliet, as well as films of last year's Macbeth and the aforementioned Winter's Tale. The Eastern Daily Press ran a story on the announcement of the Lord Chamberlain's Men doing an all-male version of Twelfth Night for this year's Norwich Shakespeare Festival in England. The Tribune Live previewed the upcoming production of Othello by Pittsburgh Public Theater, running through mid-May at the O'Reilly Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ithaca.com ran a story on a musical performance titled Much Ado About Shakespeare at the Hangar Theater that will present musical works based on Shakespeare on May the 2nd in Ithaca, New York. The Global Electronic Shakespeare Conference reviewed Julius Caesar by A Noise Within, saying that the Los Angeles production running through the end of May is decidedly not a museum piece, but a vivid two-hour reverberation of power politics eternal, and quibbles aside, a refreshing reminder of Shakespeare's love of effective, over-orderly drama. The Age reviewed As You Like It by Bell Shakespeare, saying that the production running at the Arts Center in Sydney through mid-May will baffle the uninitiated and leave the rest of us depressed and mystified at its incoherent direction. Ouch. However, Australian Stage also reviewed the show much more positively, saying that it is lovely and funny and well worth seeing. And finally, we have a slew of reviews of that new musical comedy, Something Rotten on Broadway. The New York Times reviewed its opening, and not very positively, calling it sophomoric. The Wall Street Journal also used the term sophomore. Newsday gave it a more positive review, calling it a frenetic, spoofy crowd pleaser. And Deadline, too, reviewed it positively, with the review admitting that he's a sucker for such base humor. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On April 21st, 1509, Henry VII died, and his son Henry VIII began his reign. Henry VII appears as Henry Tudor in Richard III and becomes king at the end of that play. On April 22nd, there were three deaths of note. 1782, female pirate Anne Bonny, one of the pirate queens. 1989 Black Panther leader Huey Newton, and in 1993 head of the United Farm Workers, Cesar Chavez. No Shakespearean connection at all, but can you imagine what their stories would have been like in blank verse? On April 23rd, 1616, William Shakespeare died at the age of 52. On April 24th, 1564, William Shakespeare was born. Or maybe it was the day before. We really aren't sure, but we do know that he was baptized 2 days later in Stratford-upon-Avon. On April 25th, 1616, William Shakespeare was buried at the Church of the Holy Trinity, Stratford-upon-Avon. More importantly, however, on this date, in 1284, Edward II was born. Edward II was the father of Edward III and the grandfather of Edward Black, Prince of Wales, and great-grandfather to Richard II. Also on this date, 3 years later in 1287, Roger Mortimer, 1st Earl of March, was born. Mortimer was an opponent of Edward II, leading a revolt against him, was arrested and imprisoned for it, escaped to France, where he took Edward's wife and queen consort Isabella as his mistress. The two of them then invaded England, chased Edward all around the Welsh countryside until they captured him and forced him to abdicate the throne for the then 15-year-old Edward III. For the next 3 years, Mortimer was the power behind Edward III. But as Edward turned 18, he turned against Mortimer, and the former de facto leader of England was tried for treason, convicted, and executed for his crimes. On April 26th, 1564, William Shakespeare was baptized, as we mentioned earlier. And on April 27th, 1873, William MacCready, famed English Shakespearean actor, died. One of the leading tragedians of his day, he is now better known for his feud with American actor Edwin Forrest, which caused the Astor Place riots of 1849, which is documented in the great book, The Shakespeare Riots by Nigel Cliff. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending April 27th, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.